This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, and we're going to Venezuela. There is news, breaking news in Venezuela. Reuters. Venezuela arrested three U.S. citizens earlier this year accused of trying to enter the South American country illegally, and it is currently holding them, according to U.S. State Department. President Maduro's government has sought to keep the three American arrests quiet while continuing nascent diplomatic contacts with the Biden administration. More, the men being detained are in addition to eight other Americans known to have been jailed in Venezuela, including five former executives of Citgo Petroleum. I'll stop there, Evan, because the arrests of American citizens are always provocative, no matter what state. And yet the contrast, or let's put it this way, the paradox that the Biden administration has been open-handed about seeking better relations, perhaps even lifting some or more of the sanctions already in place, and some of them are quite severe. Some of them have been lifted. How do these things go together? Is Maduro practicing something that's logical, or are these random events? Arrest this American and call Washington in an hour.
Well, John, this is a really important point because it goes to the arguments in Washington and elsewhere over the efficacy, the effectiveness of this new Biden administration strategy to essentially start to unpeel the sanctions that had been imposed during the Trump administration to try to pressure the Maduro administration, specific leaders for their involvement in corruption, narco trafficking, anti-democratic processes to try to force a transition to a more, basically the return to democracy in Venezuela and their de jure president, Juan Guaido. One of the most criticized, including by Democrats like Bob Menendez, as well as Republicans, one of the most criticized steps that the Biden administration had taken was an initiative by U.S. Ambassador to Venezuela Jimmy Story and National Security Council Country Director Juan Gonzalez to Venezuela to try to negotiate. Now, officially, there were at least three things that the administration has said that were the purpose of those negotiations. One was to try to free up Venezuelan oil to try to contribute to markets to bring oil prices down, which we know have been very high. Number two was to try to get Maduro back to the negotiating table for democracy. Number three was to try to free some Americans. At the time, you had six Citgo Petroleum representatives who had been long hostage under very questionable and completely unjust conditions, as well as several others. Of those objectives that were officially given, oil, Chevron has been freed up to pump oil. Repsol and Eni have been freed on the European side to pump up to 650,000 barrels a day of oil to pay off their old debts. But the real effect on markets has been very minimal. With respect to getting Maduro back to the negotiating table, there has been no commitment by Maduro on any talks. Indeed, the fact that de jure President Juan Gonzalez has been, Juan Guaido has been basically thrown under the bus, has not given Maduro any incentives. So the one thing that the Biden administration could say that they had achieved was the release of these two hostages. But it now turns out that literally just days after the two were officially released to much fanfare, these two of these other three were actually picked up. And it appears very deliberate because this is something that happens all the time in Venezuela. Because it's almost impossible to get official visas to enter Venezuela, anybody that wants to get in now, especially U.S., basically sneaks in through the porous border. Now, usually when the Venezuelans pick them up, they deport them immediately. But in this particular case, days after Maduro released these the other two Americans very publicly after the Juan Gonzalez and Jimmy Story visit, the two of the other three that were picked up were, instead of the usual just catch and release, sending them back over to the border into Colombia, they were arrested and sent to a maximum security prison near Caracas. So this appears a very deliberate strategy, a messaging strategy by Maduro to say, hey, I gave you two I picked up two more, so I haven't actually done anything. And unfortunately, that arrest, that was something that appears to have been known for quite some time by the Biden administration, and was not, you know, again, it's only coming out now because they were due for a public hearing, which didn't happen. But, you know, so there's a lot of consternation about what this says about the effectiveness of our policy in negotiating with the Maduro regime.
It's especially poignant now, because of the unknowns of the president-elect in Colombia, Gustavo Petro, who has made gestures towards Caracas, open-handed gestures. What can we say about Petro's style and Maduro's style? Are they compatible to work together, or was Petro playing good politics and acknowledging that he has Venezuelan sources as well as, say, Central American sources?
I certainly see Maduro and Petro being two very different people. I see Maduro being a bit more of a pragmatist, you know, caught up with what I see is really the kind of the current, you know, criminal regime. Petro, I see as more having ideological roots, going back to his days as a, you know, as a terrorist leader with M19. In a lot of his statements, you know, he's expressed revolutionary ideals. And so it does clearly appear that he identifies with the left and sees Maduro as part of that left. He has talked openly multiple different times about restoring, you know, relationships with between Colombia and Venezuela. Restoring trade is a way of you know, helping to get the Colombian economy back off the ground. Restarting negotiations with terrorist movements like the ELN, where negotiations in Colombia with the ELN were cut off after they brutally attacked a cadet academy back in January 2019. So it does. I see the two having very different styles and objectives, but clearly Petro is on the road to restoring relationships with Maduro, and I think that will take Colombia in a very different direction, and that will certainly empower Venezuela and Maduro's re-engagement with the rest of South America, as we already see happening in places like Argentina that's right. Also talking about restoring relations.
Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're discussing the New World Report, and we're moving now to Chile because there is a new constitution under debate. It's a draft. When we come back, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.